if you've done or you're still doing your back-to-school shopping, you started to think, wow, this is costing a lot more than I thought it would, and a lot more than last year. Now, let me tell you, it's not your imagination. Some of those items in that list the school gave you, they've increased by triple-digit percentages. So who's to blame for this? Is it corporate greed, price gouging, high gas prices that make delivery to the stores more costly? Well, my next guest joins us with the facts about the cause of these higher costs for you, and they're pretty much impossible to avoid or even find an alternative for. He's Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union, Brandon Arnold. Thanks for being here today, Brandon.
Thanks so much for having me.
NTU.org, the website. Learn more about this issue and others that, well, given the name of the organization, certainly applies to you. So the National Taxpayers Union did a study of back-to-school necessities. What were some of the items you looked at, and what were some of the findings that you came up with?
Yeah, we tried to do a pretty good survey of back-to-school items, things that parents are shopping or recently shopped for their students. That includes things like notebooks, rulers, pencils, gym bags, calculators, all those stuff that you're picking up at Walmart or Target or your local retailer these days. And as you noted earlier, the prices are higher. You know, we've seen that across the board, whether it's at the grocery store or the gas pump, prices are higher, and back-to-school items, surprise, surprise, no exception to that rule. You can't pinpoint exactly one reason for the cost, but the reason that we've been focusing on is the tariffs, and we have higher tariffs on most of these products. In some cases, tariffs have increased relative to 2 years ago to the tune of several hundred percent. So when those tariffs go up, we're seeing businesses having to absorb those costs and, in many instances, pass those costs on to consumers who are, in this case, back-to-school shoppers who are trying to get their kids off to school this month.
One great example of this, too, in the study, a notebook, the tariffs increased by 98%. Normally, when prices get high and parents have their favorite go-to places for shopping, and if they see prices getting little past the point of tolerance, they would go to a Walmart or a dollar store. Problem with this, though, Brandon, is these tariffs hit the product no matter where it's available.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You've seen that trend in a lot of retail taking place. Higher-end retailers are struggling. Lower-end retailers are doing better as more affluent people are shopping at those discount retailers. But you're absolutely right. You can't avoid these tariffs entirely. You might have different abilities to absorb them based on how you structure your stores, but consumers can't avoid these tariffs. That's the sad truth of things right now. So everybody's paying a little bit more. Our study, this comprehensive analysis here, showed that in total about $150 to the cost of back to school shopping for the average parent here. That may be higher for some, maybe lower for some. But that's a big bite out of folks' wallet at a time when many folks are struggling with other high costs, gasoline, electricity bills, struggling to make ends meet.
This has a ripple effect, too, doesn't it? Because schools have to buy a lot of these same items to a degree, so already strained school budgets just have more weight added to them. And I've seen an increasing number of reports that teachers are paying out of their own pocket to make sure that a lot of these items are available in the classrooms for their students, especially in the earlier grades. So this is not just hitting parents. This is hitting, in effect, every aspect of the learning experience for students with the stuff that they need or the stuff the schools are requiring to have.
That's absolutely true. Schools are taking it on the chin as well. So many teachers, and very few teachers are millionaires and billionaires, so many teachers out there, who themselves are struggling to make ends meet. They've brought supplies to the classroom. They're bringing extra materials beyond what the school supplies for them. And yeah, they're feeling the brunt of this just as much, if not more, than the parents are. So that's a big concern right now. The affordability crunch, I think it's going to loom large here as we approach the November elections. It pops up in every poll and every conversation that we have out there. When we're talking to taxpayers, people are really concerned with high prices now. It's not just gasoline prices, it's back-to-school items, it's grocery stores, it's across the board. And unfortunately, tariffs are playing a large role there.
So Brandon Arnold, who is Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, their website, and you listen to Issues and Ideas. People have raised their voices about tariffs and the explanation or the attempt to justify them by the Trump administration has been, well, we're doing this to increase domestic production, which is obviously a great idea, but increasing domestic production involves, well, more than just flipping a switch and boom, there it is. We're talking about time here. It's sort of like the Trump administration is closing the door before the new house is built.
Yeah, I think they're kind of missing the mark here. And when you look at the behavior of companies, sure, they're responsive to import costs. And when you raise import costs, that has an impact on them. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're just going to pop up a factory the next day. They're looking at the long-term costs and benefits of making those types of investments. And when you're talking about tariffs, particularly tariffs that are imposed unilaterally by the executive, we've seen some of those struck down by courts. We've seen Trump repeatedly change the tariff levels. Sometimes they're higher, sometimes they're lower, sometimes those are grounded in, you know, broader agreement. Sometimes Trump just happens to get upset with a particular country and raise those tariffs. So it makes it really hard for the business community to have the certainty that they would need to make enormous investments in the United States economy. If you had more certainty, you may see, and more predictability, you may see additional manufacturing be built up. But until you have that, I think right now a lot of businesses are just saying we have to just deal with these costs, whether that's finding another distributor that might be in a country with a lower tariff rate, or absorbing some of those costs, making sacrifices, or as unfortunately many of them done, raising their prices and pushing those costs onto the consumer.
Which flies in the face of the claim that the exporting countries are the ones who paid the tariffs, where in fact the final point, the end point of the consumer chain, the consumer is the one who's paying it all.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's what economic theory has told us for decades and decades, if not centuries. And that's exactly what the data that we have now from many years of tariffs under this administration, under their Trump one as well, have reinforced, that the domestic companies and therefore consumers as well are paying somewhere to the tune of 96-98% of these tariffs. So they're not being paid by China. They're not being paid by our international rivals. Only a small percentage of those are being picked up by those companies. Most of them are hitting Americans directly.
How much of this, because we hear the blame game being thrown at the exporting companies, the businesses, but how much of this falls at the feet of Congress? Because, at least my understanding, I'm not a certified constitutional scholar, but my understanding of the Constitution is the creation of tariffs rests with the Congress, the legislative branch, not the executive branch.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because I, you know, as somebody believes, I'm sure you do as well, very strongly in the Constitution and maintaining that proper balance of powers. I think the power of tax is pretty clearly laid within Article 1 of Congress. And that's what the Supreme Court ruled when it struck down some of the Trump tariffs. But I think we have eroded some of the authority of Congress, passed that along to Article 2, the executive, certainly in the trade space and other spaces as well. And I do think that creates some serious policy and legal problems here, because Congress needs to absolutely reclaim their trade authority. They need to have control over these processes. There are certain exceptions that need to be in place for national security and what have you. But clearly, when we're talking about the tariffs that have been on the books now for in some instances since 2018, we're no longer really talking about national security. This is just about an economic protectionism plan and an industrial policy, which is completely different.
You're talking about Congress taking control. That's a big ask when we just see this past Wednesday the national debt hit $40 trillion. Control is more of a concept than a practice for Congress these days.
Yeah, Congress does not like to do its work. They like to go out on television and radio programs. They like to, you know, kiss babies and cut ribbons at the opening of new factories and businesses. But they don't like to roll up their sleeves and do something about the national debt, let alone, you know, try to harness their actual powers here and do something about our trade situation, which I think has become a bit of a mess, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've got a feeling the next session might see things differently, but we shall see as a result of the midterms. come about. Learn more about this issue. The other points of focus for the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, their website, is our Executive Vice President, Brandon Arnold. Brandon, thanks for giving us better understanding and awareness and at least the information we need to help try to make sense of all this. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.